It's Michelle Marcourt. I'm the head of Prices Branch at the Bureau of Statistics. The figures that we released today showed that inflation went up by 1.8% for the September quarter. That's the third quarter in a row where we've seen higher increases than any time since the GST came in the early 2000s. So the main contributors to the rise in the September quarter were housing, food and furniture. Over the 3 months to September, the cost of building a house rose about 3.5%, while gas prices were up over 11% across those 3 months. Electricity prices also rose in most of the states and territories, but they were strongly offset by rebates in WA, Queensland and the ACT. So we saw prices rise across almost all of the index, with the main negative movement being for fuel, where we saw prices that were down just about 4% this quarter compared to last quarter. But they were still up over 18% for the year. Annually, the CPI rose 7.3%. That's the highest increase that we've seen since 1990. So that is that it's higher than at any point since 1990, including when the GST came in the year 2000. So the main contributors to the annual increase in inflation were the cost of building a new home, which went up over 20%, and fuel, which was up over 18%. So we're really excited today to be releasing new monthly CPI figures. The figures that we released today showed that inflation went up by 7.3% for the 12 months up till September. That's up a little bit from 6.9% that we saw in August. The main contributors were housing, fuel and food. The monthly indicator includes some things that we collect monthly and some things that we collect quarterly. So, for instance, we collect fuel and food prices every month, and things like electricity and gas we collect once a quarter. So what we found for the monthly indicator was that it went up by 7.3% for the year to September. That's on top of increases for 6.9% and 7% for August and July, respectively.